Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Okay. All right. We got to learn. So, just to begin with one important concept here that we didn't really touch on yesterday. It was a little bit of the time. We had the Rashi. You know the Rashi. Machlekes Rashi in the Beit Tam. The Halacha. We'll go back to the Mishnah Dachman. Hey. If there's something that's mechuber, if there's a din of zichay mason, so we know that if someone is a goyer, let's say for example, serves a mountain, the rule is the mountain is mutter and hanah, there's no isra hanah on the mountain. It's a pasuk says elayhehem alahorim elayhehorim elayhehem. So there's no isra hanah when it comes to a har or a voice or even a tree. Or into some, where it's not too sissy, they are done. And then we have Machlekes Rashi in Obeyed Tam. Rashi holds that not even if someone chefs an animal for an Avoyda, for a Har, that's an Avoyda Zorah. Doesn't have Alokha to pay Mason, it's not called Chakubas Avoyda Zorah. Doesn't really have any title of an Avoyda Zorah at all. Obeyed Tam argues, he says it does have to pay Mason. But according to Rashi, Rashi has a problem. So why, if someone serves, we learned yesterday, someone who serves the har, something that is mechuber, the halacha is that he's chayav tzayif. So how do you reconcile these two things? On the one hand, it's not an avodah zarah, there's no isur hanah, there's no zichrei mason, but on the other hand, he's chayav misa for serving an avodah zarah. We said yesterday that, 2 days ago, that if someone bows down to some nothing, he's not oved avodah zarah, but he's not oyvin avoy dezorah, because it has to be an avoy dezorah for someone to be oyvin avoy dezorah. So how do you reconcile these two things? The har is not an avoy dezorah, but in regards to misa, it is an avoy dezorah. But we said to reconcile this, we said that yes, 100%, the har is not an avoy dezorah. But in his mind, he is making this into an avoy dezorah. So in regards to his avoydah, his serving, his worship, he has served an avoy dezorah. For the chi of misa, that's enough. And in the yeshivish, I compared it to an oxyvet. But it's like, the way to understand this is that if you want to say it in a very almost philosophical way, there's the chetzah mitzah, the chetzah, there's the chetzah mitzah, the gavra. It depends on the angle. If you look at this har, but from an objective, independent perspective, 100%, not an avoy dezorah. Someone who chefs for it, not zivchei mason. Even the plating on the mountain, it's not called the plating or the covering of an avoy dezorah, not an avoy dezorah. But clapping me, it is. And for me, I'm chayav misa. But there's no independent title to this mountain or mechuber for it to be an avoy dezorah. That's how we reconcile Rashi. Now the kasha, the big kasha is, the Gemara we learned yesterday, yesh neva b'mechuber. We said, the halacha is, the question the Gemara has, at least, is whether something that's mechuber, which we know, of course, is no isur hanah. The Gemara had a question whether it could be asur or mutar l'gavaya. Is it yesh neva b'mechuber eitzah gavaya or not? We wanted to bring a raya from Esnan, similar to a behema. The question is, we just finished saying, according to Rashi, except for something that's very personalized to the person serving it, there's no halachas of avodah zarah that's chal on this mountain. It's not an avodah zarah. It's not. My own worshiping, fine. For me, it is fine. But you wonder if you could bring it as a carbon, if you could build it into the Beis HaMikdash, it's machshirei carbon, or it's not. There's no din on the chetzah. There's nothing chal on this. How can you say, even if I have a mina, entertain, that there is going to be an isur gavaya on this mechuber? Mamash akasha, I'm Rashi. It's mamash. It's, right? Right? You hear this? So, the Brisker Rav says here something that he has a couple of pieces on Hilchos Avodah Zarah, and I think this is the pshat. This is the pshat in Rashi. We'll see today also another Nakamina from this Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav says unbelievable thing. He says that, first of all, the Rambam brings the Rambam and the writing. The Rambam holds that if someone serves, listen carefully, if someone serves the behema of his friend, he bows down to his friend's behema, could that behema be used for a carbon or not? So we know normally, ain't on the Moshe Dabashayin Shalot. But the Rambam, when it comes to the Gavaya, it's different. The Rebbe says no. The Rebbe says very mysterious thing. He says that when it comes to Gavoya, there is no din of Ein Adam Oysa Dover Sheina Shaloi. Zach and Riskarov, what
did you have to find Maisa? It's not, there is a Maisa.
Yeah, but he means a Maisa to the thing. To the thing. No, when we'll see in Adam Oysa, you have to change the actual object. There is a Maisa, but not in the actual object.
Right.
Of course. Yeah. That's, regarding that, how well, it's, yeah, you have to explain that. That's true. It's different levels of Maisa, whatever it's going. Fine. But that's the regular din of Ein Adam Oysa Dover Sheina Shaloi doesn't apply, according to the Rambam, when it comes to the Isra of Nevad, again bringing it as a carbon. And Zogdi Briskuro, Vanira Midas, listen to this, Vanira Midas the Rambam. The Gam Ikar Hashem Shal Nevad, Shal Osu Legavaya, Huba Atzmusoi, Dover Acher Legamri Meisui Lehegi. You could have learned that the Isra of an Avoida Zoro, Legavaya, as a carbon, is just a different ramification of the Isra Lehegit. Maybe the Isra of the Zohar doesn't extend so far as to make it usher to a regular person. But when it comes to Karbonis, Lugavaya, there it does make a difference. There it is a problem. You could have said it like that. Riskarov, Kedarka Bakhvedish says, no, absolutely two dinim. The La'inyin la'osri lehegit ka'asim la'olam yishum shem avoyda zohar shachalulo. When it comes to the Isra Lehegit, the Isra Hana, on something that's Avodah Zarah, that's because this thing has foul, or the palanit, or it has the title of an Avodah Zarah. So, if someone else has an animal or some other object that he owns, I can't make it into an Avodah Zarah. Who are you? That's my object. You can't do anything to my object. So 100%. Ain't other mice of Shaloi means I can't make someone else's animal or thing that he owns into an Avodah Zarah. I can't do that. I don't have the ability. What?
Animal can never become that kind of Avodah Zarah.
Okay, all right. Like, yeah, all right. Fine. Yeah, fine. All right. Here. Okay. Fine. Yep, good. Yep. Okay, good. All right. So we're talking about a regular object, because anyways it wouldn't be us alone. 100%. Fine. But when it comes to the Isra Legavoya, Abu Sur Legavoya, Ain Zem Yishum Ezach Haloy Shem Shachol Olam. Rishkarov says, when it comes to the Isra Legavoya, it's not dependent on whether this is an Avodah Zarah or not. Rak Etzem HaMaisa, Etzem Maisa Ha Avodah Oisrasa Legavoya, Kimoy Nogeya, the Nirva, the Chadoyna. He says, when it comes to the Isra Legavoya, this in and of itself, that you did an act of worship for Avodah Zarah, that's what makes it awesome. It's irrelevant whether it's an Avodah Zarah, it's not an Avodah Zarah. The actual act of the Avodah itself, did you serve this? You might have been a Meshuggah. You can't make this into an Avodah Zarah. It's someone else's. But you served it, that in and of itself makes it awesome into an Avodah Zarah, makes it awesome like a Voya, just like a Shar that's Megea. I'm sure that's way there. Nothing to do with the title of a Nirva. One second, I'm sorry. It doesn't have to do with the title of an Agath or a Nirva. That has to do with the act that was done. And therefore, it has nothing to do with the Din of Moshe Shalom. You're not making this into something else. You have no ability to do that. But if there was an act of worship done to it, that in and of itself makes it also look like. Based on this, just to finish the cheshbon, based on this, makes 100% sense. Of course, Rashi holds that a hal, an asherah, something that's b'chuber, it can't become an avodah zarah. It can't. Eloheyam alaharim b'loyaharim eloheyam. There's no such formation. You want to know if it's also legavaya? Was there an act of worship done? 100%. He's high shayah. So you see, there's an Isra, there's a Halais, there's an Avodah, an Avodah Zarah. Even according to Rashi, you can hear very, very well how there would be a din of Neva the Gavaya, even if there's no Shem Avodah Zarah that's Tau on the Tetzah. Not Mr. Kamil Chaimer, like this Rishkara.
Anyway, Rashi. Question. So why shouldn't it be? Well, why should the Chubba be different?
Okay, I don't know who I should start with. You need to move.
You think? Okay.
You're older, okay? Huh? What do you want to say about
that? Better looking. So why is there a question? It's such a good answer. What is the Gemara's question about Neva b'mechubar? So what is the Gemara's question with Neva b'mechubar? Well, why shouldn't it be Osir? If it's just a function of Neva, then why does mechubar make a difference?
What's the question?
So why does the Gemara have a shiloh of whether there's Neva b'mechubar or not?
In other words, Revelvel is too good. Revelvel is just saying that if there's a shame nevad, it's over. So
maybe
why does Mechubar affect
it? Maybe it's good for the Shiloh. Do we all like the Ravid or the Rambam?
I don't know. Okay, we got to figure it out.
That's Yeshivish. I hear what you're saying.
There's an answer to this. I did this for Scrub a few times. I don't remember the answer, but there is an answer to this. He does explain it, or some of the Talmidim explain it. I'm going to look it up.
Richard
had a question that
No, this is too good an answer.
If it's immune to this guy coming along, then it's not an active voter. He doesn't own him. Like immune.
Right, so maybe you want to say if it's a little hard to hear when it's a Dover Sheena Shaloy that it's immune. It can't be worshipped. The question is if someone else could come and be that. You're saying when it comes to someone else's act. Yeah, all right. It's something we're dealing with.
It would be the same question.
Yeah, same thing. It would be the same thing. Guy does it as well. But it's a little bit harder to hear. I get what you're saying. If it's something that's belonging to someone else, my act has no relevance at all.
Yeah, but you see
by Bitlo. You can say that.
You see by Bitlo, you can't be with Rabbi Tavera. We start with that question. On the Bitlo end, right? We said before,
I don't know that. Okay, but that's in the separate subject. Yeah, I'm not getting into that we spoke about yesterday. Yeah, that's another problem. I'm just going very... I just wanted to... The Gemara doesn't start unless you say this, Mishrub, I think. According to Rashi, can't even matter. You have to declare what's the child of the Gemara. Maybe also you could say Richard Tzvara, but I think that makes sense. Also, that when it comes to Dover Shein Shaloi, it has no, someone else's act has no relevance. You don't even, you completely ignore it. Maybe you can say Tzvara like that. You know, it's a Chiddush, but you can definitely hear that. Again, these are all good things. I'm just saying the Gemara itself, you have to come on to, what did you want to say, Richard? What? I'm sorry. I'm a little pressed for time. Yeah.
Jonathan was never a king of anything.
It's the Lionheart.
Evil about the job. Anyway, I think there are two different things you brought on, and even that was throughout. All the examples of Mr. Rowe gave of things that make it possible that Hedgehog tempt the Gilboa, but not the Hedgehog, or things that are done to an object that's not eligible.
I don't have so much time.
All of those cases,
yeah.
Only are the Gaya contended, to them or a heart.
Yeah.
Right? He's bringing it as an example to a heart. So in addition to the question of who's the act, I think you have to look at what it is that the act is being done to. And there are some things that are immune from becoming real by the Lord. And we can't ignore that.
I get it. These are all very good svaras, but there's two things. There's just the pshat I'm saying, and then there's questions on it or different debatable things. It's definitely an application of what the Brisker Rav is saying. He's talking about a Dover Shein Shaloi. But in and of itself is something that could become an Avodah Zarah. I'm extending it to Ahar, which is, yes, there's a different pasuk and a different reason why that's a problem. 100%. But that is a separate. I'm just trying to bring out a point here. So I don't hear what I'm saying. That's all. Okay. I'm sure it's debatable and then you can ask questions. It's a good point. Yeah. And it's definitely not a 100% ironclad. The Brisker Rav used to say, that if you say something that doesn't have a kash on it, that in and of itself is not emes.
That's a kash.
That's that in and of itself. There's no such thing as a shittle toy or anything that you say that doesn't have a question on it. It's Rachel Minayan. You can't come, and this is the Brisker Rav, not me, right? Brisker Rav, who went to the centellas of every, he went dak al dak, I didn't live dak. But he said that if it's the biggest riot that something's not emes is if you don't have a kasha on it. Okay. Yeah. Very lucky. Okay, we've got to move here a little bit. Sorry that I had to cut up a little more. 8 lines from the top. Boy Reish Lakish, Mishnachlin L'Dekel, someone bows down to a Dekel. Okay, he bows down to a Dekel, a palm tree. Luvoi Mahu L'Mitzvah. So he used the palm frond. Can he use that for a mitzvah?
With Tolish, can he bow down to
it? No, with Mechubar, okay? Similar to the Gemara before, we have something that's mechubar. There's no isra hanah. The question is if I can use it for a mitzvah. Be ilan shenat mitzvah lekach loy teboilcha. If you have a tree that was originally planted, like you said, originally planted to be an avodah zarah, loy teboilcha. Dafil hedinami aser, like we said, it's telling how in Rashi places that I really learned. But if it's originally planted for an avodah zarah, that's called a tfisas yidei adam, according to Rashi. And if it's already from the start planted la'avodah zarah, yilan shenatu mitchilu l'kach, in that case, it's also even to the head, and therefore for sure can't be used as a lulav. Why? Not sure. Tosis brings it down. We'll see in a second. I'm sorry. If the Olim could just let me read a little bit. I'm asking, I just have a job to do. Try to hold the question till we come to the end of the Cheshvan, and then we can...
Kashas are kashas.
The question is when to ask. Okay. Only because I have a job to do. Okay. So we have a case here where it was already it was planted as a tree and it was fine. It was a very nice tree. But then he ended up serving it later on. Also, he holds, like you said, that's called tfisa sidei adam, even if originally it wasn't meant for an asher. Because this tree came about through the hands of man, that allows it to have a different din than a har or a voice, and therefore it becomes also even the head. So of course you can't use it as a lulav. The question is only according to the Rabbanon. Rabbanon hold that Tibai Nesheva, that was not the Rabbanon hold that that's called Mechubar, and therefore it's not Osir Lehanog Lehedjit. Can I use it for a mitzvah? My, mi mo'is klape dovaya oiloi. Is it mo'us? Is it something that's disgusting to be used, Lugavaya? And here Lugavaya doesn't mean as a korban, it means for a mitzvah. For a higher purpose, right? Can I use this for a mitzvah or not? Is it mobus or not? Is it mold? Some type of mushing here. So that's the Gemara's question. Lauren, what were you asking?
I was going to say, shall I ask you, shall I kind of that as Mishnah? So what is that referring to?
Shall I say, Lul shall I say? Oh, yeah, because over there, it's Ketusa Mechel Shiura.
No, that's a shall I give. I'm saying, which one is that? Is that Mishnah? Lost in the capital. The Mishnah of
It would have to be a case where it's Asa Bahanah and there's a din strafe on it. Yeah, you'd have to say, yeah, those cases, Lo Vishal Asdero, here in Dachas especially, there's a din of Chus and Achashir because there's a din to be Asherei and Tisrepun Ba'ish. So that's the Gemara Shiloh. And if you look at Taisus quickly, Mimoy Yisraeloi, Taisus says, "Reish Lakish Yisrael Shapi Adurav Adululav Shalvis Luchav LaYitav Adnatul Yatzir." Taisus says that, of course, Reish Lakish Taisus has a problem because Rav and Sukkah holds that you could be Yitzir with the lulav of Avoy Bezor. So what's the Gemara's question here? Reish Lakish, can I use it? Can I not use it?
Yeah.
It's a Beferish Gemara, Rav's opinion. Does Reish Lakish argue with Rav? Rav says in the Reish Lakish, Rav says in Sukkah that you can be Yitzir with the Avoy Yisrael with an Avoy Bezor. So Taisus has a big difference. He says, "Bahasa Mayri Koydin Bittel." There it's talking about before Bittel. Ubediyavid Yotze the Mitzvah Slava Honesman. Avol Hacham Mayri After Bittel. Here, yes, it has to be. Yeah, that's we brought the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramal. Yeah, very good. Yeah, so there is after Bittel, and the question the before Bittel. And there is a question. Of course, I can't use it. I'm not allowed to use it. But the question is, are Yetzim B'dievet? We say Mitzvah Slav L'Hundred Tindu. It's not considered that you're Nana from the other Zohar because you're from L'Hundred Tindu. So B'dievet, you're Yetzim. But over here, we're talking about after he was mevatelit. And the question is, if he can use it l'chatchila or not. So Tosfos learns it's a very specific question. When you have this lulav of an avodah zarah tree, that's maybe asur l'avodah, maybe not. The question is regarding a mitzvah, can I use it l'chatchila if it was mevatelit? That's Tosfos' understanding of the Gemara. Okay, so keep that in mind. The main thing I'm bringing out from this Tosfos is that you have to reconcile this Gemara with the Gemara in Sukkah, the Tosfos spring. It seems to be a diametrically steerer to that Gemara. So what's the end? Kiyosar Abdim. Abdim Yom. Abdim he said. Ba'asheira shebitla komeboile. He said, the Gemara's title is by an asheira shebitla. And it was a different question. He's learning it's a different question. It's a question of Deploy. Now it's Ashera meaning what? Rashi says, Shenesra Aplahedit. It's talking about a case even where it was Asr Lahedit in Don Ashera, Ubitla Kadamin Rasisa Noitamasha Hitler, Kamiboyle in the Uya Shubu Mitzvah Uloi. It's a very different question than what I just said. The question is where it's an Isra of Zoran completely regarding the Isra Hanma. And the question is a new question of Yesh Tichel to Mitzvahs. And simple, again, simple translation. If something is pushed off, if something is pushed away from being able to be used for a mitzvah, or do we say that something cannot be pushed off from being used as a mitzvah? There's something that's needed to be used for a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. And the question is, if that status, if it loses that ability at some point, does it lose that ability forever? That's the question of dichoy. Right? Even to Shenitra, Nitra. Does it have that halakha?
Was it, even if he was Mavatma, even at the time that he used it, was not Bakum. Then the employee was Mavatma.
No, no, it was before. It's Bakum then. Now it's totally fine. It's not how this are. Bakum.
Once upon a time.
Once upon a time. Yeah, once upon a time. And if you go back in history, it wasn't how this are. And at that point, it didn't have the ability to use it. Right? It was an Asheru, it was an Israel, even a Hedin. It was even a Hedin. So there was a Nitzah from the Mitzvah at one point. The question is, in fact, status, once it's lost, it's lost.
Of course, before once he was Mabatim, what did he want to say?
Comes back. Pais of Benayah, comes back. Now it's fine. That, what was what? Yeah. Fine, that's the question. Stipulate, Sigmar says, you can bring a proof. We know if someone checks an oifer achaya, the halach is you have a tzidus obligation to cover the blood. Now what happens if he was to say we covered it, then it's gala, and he ended up becoming open again. So the wind came, blew the dust away, and now the blood is revealed again. You did your mitzvah, you don't have an obligation to cover You're putter from Kisa. You did it already. However, Kiseu Aruach, but let's say the wind came and covered it, then you never did the Kisa Adam. So Chayv L'chasus, your obligation now exists to be L'chasus, to cover the Adam. But Amar Rabbi Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Barachana, the name of Rabbi Yechon, qualified the statement, and he said, Lo Yishonu El Shechosu in this gala. This is only if it ended up becoming, when it says in the case that Kiseyu Aruach, it was covered, I still have an obligation to cover it, it's only if it became uncovered again. While it's covered, there's no mitzvah of Kisei Adam, it's covered. You have an obligation to cover it, but it's covered already. There's no mitzvah. But when it becomes uncovered, I didn't ever did Kisei Adam to this, so then it becomes Chayzer B'Neir, my obligation now reawakens, and I have the obligation. But then, again, if it doesn't get open or revealed again, it's Pachim Lachasas, but we ask, let's say it ends up getting open again. What's the difference? Because it already had the Kisoy, and at that point in time, there was no obligation to cover it, so it already lost that status. And therefore, Ram Rav Papa, continuing, Rav Papa says, so you see from the fact that you have an obligation once it becomes uncovered, even though it was nitzah at one point, meaning you didn't have the obligation at one point, still it comes back. So too, when it comes to the lulav as well, even though at one point it lost that ability to be a lulav, it was also about no, once you mevatel it, it becomes, comes mutter at that point to be used, and ein dichel to mitzvahs. And therefore, really, Mar is asking a question. Your shlokish had a shiloh. If this is a if there's zichah to mitzvahs or not, and according to Abdini, the way he explained it, Rabbi Vachana said, I'm sorry, the Gemara said, Mar asked, you could be bring a riot from Rapapa. So that's the Gemara saying. What exactly is Rabbi Shlokish's question? The Papa said the answer to this question.
In just the case.
Yeah. How so?
Well, I guess you declare it in a piece of atomic, it has to be covered, or you have to cover it. Certainly over there, you can, there's a sign that even if the ruach, the machasid, is the mitzvah of the sky, but by the lulav, there's no shah that you took it. When it's an asher, right, you didn't normally let go lulav, that's not shah. That is the put an asher or a bit of zara, before you took it, it loses. Can use that as a
lulav.
Very, very different.
Both things had a time period where they weren't able to be used for a mitzvah.
There was never
you were
never
nitzel
a lulav. That's for sure.
No, you were nitzel it now. Could you be yitzel with this as a lulav?
Yeah, because the shiloh, if there was a time period where
this lulav
was not,
it was
just very different. One is in the ma'isa a mitzvah, right?
Okay, yeah, I hear
you. Can you use this as a lulav?
Yeah. I hear the difference, yeah. My question is, when you like, one day, there was a point in time where it wasn't right for the mitzvah because it already had this, it was like already yoitzin already at one point. It was already covered. So it's different. Okay, yeah, I hear. Does that make a difference? Does that make a difference with that? Because it's type of safe at one point it wasn't able to be used. So I hear. Yeah, maybe. I hear you. Okay, but at one point it wasn't going. The question is if it's having the din of default or not. So that's the question that Gemara has in Rish Lakish. What exactly was your shayla? So Gemara says this is what his shayla was. The Rapapa Gufe Iboile. Rapapa himself, he was a question, he questioned actually what Rapapa said. Right? Because what did Rapapa say? Ain't he clear to mitzvahs when it comes to Kisei Adam, which means what? You have the obligation to cover it. Okay? So what's that? Maybe Mishav Tidale. Rapapa held, there's no halakha of bikli, esel mitzvahs, whether it's l'chumra, whether it's l'kula. Rish Lakish said maybe that's what Rapapa's opinion, and therefore, when it comes to our case of a lulav of an asher, lulav of an zara, maybe over there where it's a kula, right? If you're going to say a bikli, it means that I can now use this as a lulav. That's a kula. We apply the papa's halach over there, the hidikhay al mitzvahs, where it's a chumra, we have a kiyat kisay adam, we now extend it to the case of the lulav of the Avodah Zarah to say that you can now use it as a lulav. So Yisholka says, if Rav Papa held across the board, fine, you can apply it over here. Dilma sukin esafle, but maybe Rav Papa himself had a suffix. Maybe Rav Papa held that really, I'm not sure if it's hidikhay al mitzvahs or not. When it comes to Kisei Adam, we're going to end up being Mechayev Yulachasas because we've got to go L'chumra. We want to know, in the Atel Tamitzvahs, that you can use a lulav and Avodah Zarah that at one point wasn't used, you want to be Mekel, wasn't able to be used for a mitzvah, and now you want to be Mekel and use it for a mitzvah. Over there, maybe we'll say Yeshi Koi, because that would be a kula. And therefore, that was his question. Teiku. That's the question. All right. Boy Rapapa. Rapapa had another similar question. Let's say someone bows down to a behema, which we know again, the behema cannot become aser b'hano. We know. How do we know? We learned before, but Rashi quoted that the what?
Bahai.
It's a b'chai, and there's a specific source to say that it's muter lehedyet. We learned before, yeah. Mar Menglob said it's a b'chai. But Rashi himself wrote the source from the fact that the Torah came along and said that you can't use an animal that was nevat for an avodah zarah for carbon implies that's mutter lehedyet, because otherwise it would be a problem of Mashi Yisrael. Through the Gemara before, Rashi quotes it. So we know that there's no issue ahead when it comes to a behemoth. There's only an issue with the body. Now, what about a mitzvah? A mishachem of a behemoth. Tomorrow, mahu the tcheles. Can you use its wool for the tcheles? Tcheles for what? Part of the Gemara. Tcheles to nai. Eat tcheles for the kohanim. To use it for the tcheles of the kohanim. The big day kahuna. Haino bia the Rami bar Chama. That's the question all the way back of Rami bar Chama, right? If you remember, Rami bar Chama had said, Hamishnachav elahar, Avono of Ma'od Mizbeah. He had a question if there's a din of Nevad in Mechover, and we're going to extend that over here. There's a din Nevad regarding, meaning that, sorry, the second part, Machshire Karbin. Machshire Karbin. Look at Rashi. He asked the same two questions. There's a din, Isser, Ligavoya, and we extend it to a mitzvah as well. And then the halach of Machshire Karbin, Machshire Karbin here. It's also a Machshire Karbin, right? You don't bring the Bintei Karunas as a Ligavoya, but it's used to help to enable us to bring Karbanos. So that question was already addressed. So we can't be talking about the tchelus for Gabi, the big day kuna. Be tchelus for tzitzis, and if you talk about the tchelus used for tzitzis, I will be a Reish Lakish. This is a question of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish had a question. If you have something that's only also ligavoya, can you use that for a mitzvah? But he had asked for Gabi a lulu. Now we're asking for Gabi tchelus for tzitzis. The same question. Tomorrow said, you're right. He didn't really need to ask this question. It's really just an extension of what Rish Lakish was asking before. He says over here, it's different. He had the same question for the tchelis by an animal. Because by an animal, for the tchelis, the tzemer, for the tchelis, there's other questions that are relevant to the animal which wouldn't be addressed had you asked the question by a lulav. For example, what are the things? So tomorrow mahu l'tcheles, and then karneha mahu chatzoitzrus. Can you use its horns for the chatzoitzrus? Can you use it for the trumpet? The trumpets here, as Tosfos explained, is not referring to the ones that the Kohanim blew when they were camping, etc. It's referring to the shear, the chatzoitzrus for the clay shear. So can you use it for the clay shear? And the same thing extends to shukeha mahu l'chalilin. Can you use its thighs, the bones, the thighs, for chalilin, which are, I believe those are the flutes. Can you use that for a flute? B'nei me'eha, or its, intestines, etc. Mahu l'pe'erois, can you use it for the strings? The strings, Rashi says. Nima shel kino, you make strings out of that. Can you use it? And what's the question? Aliba demand the Omer ikishi uba kli loy to boil. According to the Mount Yarmu who held that the shear of a carbon has to be done with the kli. That's what makes the shear into a shear. Now we know if there's no shear, Rashi also emphasizes, if there's no shear, there's no carbon. So you need this for the carbon. You need this for the carbon. The question is, what is the shear? What is what makes the music into music? Is the main thing the music and the voices are there to enhance the music? Or the other way around? The vocals. Is it the call or is it the instruments?
No music,
right. Is the main thing the acapella, except that the music comes as an accoutrement for it, or is the main thing with the kli? So according to the Man Yarmah who says, Ikashir b'kli, if that is what makes it into a shear, right? And therefore, if that's the case, so 100% it's a problem. You don't have a shear without it. If you don't have a shear, then there's no carbon. Let's say, according to the opinion who holds that the main shira is the vocals. And the music is there to enhance the vocal. And if you don't have it's not essential. Yeah, and therefore if you don't have the instruments, you still have the vocals. Yeah, you have the vocals.
You still bring the carbon.
You have the shear.
But the carbon for sure, if we make a shear the clean, and for sure it's ma'akin, it's whether a shallow.
Yeah, Rashi says, Rashi emphasized that over here. I don't know if
it's. Was it shallow before?
No, the shayla is if it's also the gavoya, but the fact that a shear is ma'akav the carbon, that
the gavoya is for sure.
Yeah, shear is the shear is ma'akav carbon. That's true. The question is
that's both gavoya. That's both gavoya.
Yeah, that's yes, 100%. Yeah. So the question though is what makes the shear? So over here, you hold shear. So here's the question: if you hold ikar shear b'peh, the sumi kol ba'amuhu ma'isino. Music, just an accompaniment to the pen, and therefore it's besume kala ba'almo. That's not called the gavaya, really. It's just there to enhance the vocals. It's just an instrumental. So therefore you'd say that, no, fine, Mycena, you can actually bring, you can make the instrument out of the animal that was bowed down to Lavoy the Zol. By Dilma, or sir, by Dilma, if you a hockey author, maybe no, since Lamaisa, it's used l'gavaya. You do use it to accompany the vocals. Therefore, it's still usher. If you look at Rashi, if you look at the author, it's easy. Fafil and Tim Salam and the Indian Dekel the Mutter Lovoy Ochel Kivin the Tzorach Carbon Malistay. So here, in a Chanani for regular mitzvahs, you would say maybe you can use it for a lulav. That's fine. But here, even though it's not essential, really, the vocals are the main part of the shir. But because this is serving those vocals, which is set intended l'gavaya. Over here, it might be Moyes Tzvei, it might be worse. It might be worse since it's used for Gavoya. And that's the question.
That's why the new Shaila on top of the previous Shaila.
Right, and that's why we asked the Shaila of Tchelus and Tzitzis. That's why he, Rapapa, had asked this question for Tchelus and Tzitzis, because that was almost like a segue to the other questions that are relevant to an animal. But that question of Tchelus is really the same question as Lord.
And this one is a new one. Is
this part is a new one, yeah. The horns and all the, yeah, that's a new question. Shira Sumiko. Now, new question. Boy Rabba, Rabba, Mishach, Melamayo, name of Mahu, Misachim. Let's say someone bows down to a spring, which again is Mechubur. Can you use its waters for Misachim? Misachamayu. My come aboy. What's the question? Ilema, the question he has, he'll say what is the question is originally what was he worshiping? Was he worshiping his own reflection? Which means that he couldn't care less about the water. He loves the way he looks. So he worships himself. He looks in the mirror and he bows down to his own standards.
What a guy.
He's sweet. Yes. Mirror on the wall. Yeah. There may be he's bowing. He loved the water. Loved the water, and that was the question. If he bowed, then of course, if he's making again it, the water itself that he's worshiping, right? With no issue ahead, it's mechubur. But maybe with gavoya, it would be usher. So if that's his question, why does he ask about the water in a stream or a spring? With the boy lays off ahead, let him ask the sun. You have a water in a bucket. You have a water in a bucket, and he bows down to the water. Does he want the water to be worshipped? Does he want his reflection to be worshipped? What do you have to ask this question specifically to the case of Mechubur? It's time. The question is what is intended. So what's that can't be. That can't be the question that Rabba was asking.
The Yomash for that, the Metolish would be Barei Osir.
Right. The question is, did he... Yeah, same subject.
Why have some of Mechubur, they leave that factor out and he was also...
Yes. Yes, Damei Alter Mechubur. He should ask the question by a Talmud. Yeah. La'olam l'maya kasogi. No. So you're going to say that what? Everyone agrees, no question, that he wants to bow down or worship the one. This is the question. L'maya dekamei kasogi. Does he intend to worship the water that's in front of him? So he looks at this beautiful spring and he loves the water and he says, "Wow, I'm going to worship you, water." But once that water that he sees in front of him goes away, that's when he's worshiping is over. That water is gone. Now he's done his worshiping.
Over the bridge.
It's gone with the what? Gone with the wind.
Under the bridge.
Oops. Sorry. Kamoi kamoi ozu, and therefore those waters are gone. And then the next set of water that you have over here, he's going to use for nisa chamayim. Mabaya. By Dilma, maybe his intent is to bow down to the flow, the water flow.
Niagara.
The Niagara, the flow. Okay, there's another one. It will be also. So that's his question. The question is, he can't ask the same question by a sofer, because he's for sure worshiping the water, and that water is still in front of us. The question is, by a stream or a spring where the water is here today, gone tomorrow, right? Does he intend to worship the whole stream, or does he intend to worship the spring or the actual water that's in front of him, and that? And once that goes, it goes.
You need flowing water.
Not still water. One second. I deal with a friend of mine consulting. Frankly, tomorrow will be mystery. How can you say, even if he's bound down to the whole water, it's not also. If it belongs to everyone, if it's a public spring, if he can't become author, the land of the most of the other things, so rabim. A truth of the konavi ma'ara, meaning ma'are, shouldn't we say here? It's water flowing directly from the ground that he owns, and therefore the question is, what is his intent? Can it be used for the Miso Hamamim? Yes, go ahead. Sorry, Shmuel.
Maybe this is a silly question, but you happen to allude to this, then. So one guy will ask you about the answer, though.
Allude to do what?
To vow to be Shachavet, to a Nar, or something that's not just the initial thought.
That's why it says, Ma'im Sarabim. You're right. That's what Mark says. That's the reason.
I'll worship the world, I think, and then sit on Atzera, and you can't come into a Givaya.
That's the Ma'im Sarabim, your son. That's that, right?
Yeah.
The Gemara, I think, says Mamish is Svarah.
Which Svarah?
Nuntes. The Nuntes. Mamish Arabi is the...
Why? Just is
what?
He can't ask it. Let's have to smile for burial.
Yeah, Mamish, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Okay. All right, we got to just explore Gemara at this point. Me show you based on some of the Sukhom. Let's say someone's house was adjoined to the house of a guy, of an Avodah Zarah, etc. The joint, the wall was completely owned by the non-Jew and the Jew, the wall served as the house of the Avodah Zarah. It was actually the wall for the Rashi. And the house was actually served. The house. It was Avodah Zarah itself. And his wall was also part of his house. So basically, some of us of the Nakal, it's Usher was nicely. It fell down, he's not allowed to build it, Rashi says. Because he's building a wall for Avodah Sukhabi. Okay? So therefore, what should he do? It fell, Mayasa. Case of Yasa, he wants to rebuild his house. You build it, you go back, you distance yourself 4 amos, and that way it's not used for the house of the Avodah Zarah. And he brings it 4 amos into his property, and he builds it. Point.
Gives you more property.
Yeah, right. Okay. Let's say it belongs to him, and it's jointly owned, meaning the half of it, it's half and half. Half of the wall belongs to him, and half of it belongs to
him. It's a party wall.
A party wall.
That's what it's called in English, a party wall. It's owned half and half.
Yeah, half and half. Okay, party wall.
It's a real estate term.
Yeah, okay, well. Let's say it belongs. Now, your question to this or not, it's a good point. It's a question of should this. I'm sorry that I'm not addressing it. But let's say it's half and half, party wall. What happens in that case if it falls down? Neither Nasa Almet. Look at Rashi. Rashi said, "Oisachem shemet zochavim in oil lebitnisa salad amos." The part of the property which belongs to the non-Jew is not part of his dalad amos measurement. Avachelkoi oilu, but his piece of that property oilu. Shem haya ovyav she amos. For example, let's say the wall was 2 amos thick, pretty thick wall. So how much distance does he have to give? It's Dalad Amis from the Goy's portion.
From the midline.
The what?
From the midline.
The midline. From the midline. The line of demarcation. So right. Yes, right. So if one was his already, so he only has the distance from the midline, that's one of his, where his wall was originally, his part of the wall was originally standing, that's 1 amo, plus another 3. Okay? So it doesn't have to be 4 amos from where the wall stood. 4 amos from where the guy's portion of the wall stood. And that's the second case. Very good. Abona Veis, let's see. Abona Veis about Fora, in the time in Kesherit. Let's say you have the stone, the wood, the dirt, whatever, the wall, made up the wall, and you have this pile of rubble here. The rule is Metamin Kisheris. There's tuma on those stones and materials. Shenemar Shakes to Shaksemin. The Shakes to Shaksemin is only an asmachta. The din tuma by the Zohar is only the Rabboni. And Kiva Omer, he says, he adds on, it's like a nidah. Shenemar has Tizrim Kimoy Dovah. Say terminally. That's the part of Dovah. A Dovah being Dossel. We know. And there's an additional tuma there of masa. Man even the tama, but masa after the chavim the tama be masa. Rashi over here very puzzling. Rashi here uses the tuma of midras when he's talking about masa, which is Rashi says, what's the case of nida that has tuma more than other tumas? Rashi says, where it's able, but if a nida sits on a cushion, the bottom cushion is usher, not the top cushion, even though she's not touching it. That's commonly called tumas midras, not masa. That's a problem. It's even a bigger chumra. And Rashi is the place with
the Bach. The Bach raises this question.
Bach raises this question. Rashi is very, very puzzling. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the tumma of these stones, materials, the building materials, are a tumma of nida, and there's more tumma than according to the Tanakhama. And according to Rashi, it's Tumas, he calls Masa really Tumas Midras. If you look at the Bach. Which Bach is it? The base?
Yes,
And in places over there, in Shabbos as well. In Shabbos, yeah. Okay. Zogdi Gemara. Regdi Gemara. How does being marched Dalad Amos help? You're still going to be benefiting the Avodah Zarah, because now look at this. You have parking spaces. You can put a car, you can put a driveway.
You can't come in.
Doesn't matter.
How does the touch help?
100%, but it's still being Mahan Avodah Zarah. Everything's your problem.
Their church is bigger. It's not. Not your walk.
You look back. Now you have a driveway, you have a parking space, you can put a garden. You're being Margot Slavoj is the problem. I think the audience should ask even better. This is my place, if you have to be if you could be behind that way, it's the problem or not. But that's, that is about itself. Forget about being your property.
I thought you were going to ask.
Yeah, this is
I thought you were going to ask that. We have it in your days.
I did ask you. Well, I did it. So I'm telling you that.
Very good question. Says Mahana.
It's not Mahana. That's what they're supposed to argue. Who says I can't be Mahana of Avodas Chachamim? Let me do what I want. Fine. A guy will benefit, or a Avodas Zarah will be benefited. Mabaya. I can't be Neder. I'm not being Neder. I'm giving him extra space. I'm not being Neder. But I'm being Mahana. That's the Machlekes of Yechon Mishlokes. And Neder, Mahana, like Kosuke. So that's the first question. Whatever it is, you can't be Marbiyah Chavadim. No, you're not being Mahan in the Goy. You put your lavatory. You put perfect spot for a portage. So you put it right over there. And that's not being behind the other Mustafa. Frankly, the Bar of my boy is the Yusuf. Swapor is a different story. My boy is the Yusuf, but it needs to, you can't do that because again, you're not building a wall there. It's an open area technically because you can't build a wall for the non-Jew. So you have it's surrounded by three walls, but facing the church or the base of the Zara is an open space. So it's not appropriate. You need seers. Look, the Gemara double base hakisa delav. No, it's a base hakisa that the combination only works at night. You can only use it. It's a knife. Oh, Craig Gamar, Bahamara, Bahamara. I mean, the people aren't going to see you. But so what? Bahamar Mar, Ezel Tanua, Anitna Balaila, but Makam Shinitna Biyan. You have to, Tanua means even, I guess people look around at night too. You have to be, Nitna, you have to use the washroom, at night the same way you use it during the day.
In a place that would be used for day,
don't have to get a sanua. You could use it for day. Yes, now that's the Havamudah. But Apugabdu Kimba Vikandara, when he said over there, that no, you don't have to have the same place. It could be done in a place not necessarily that wouldn't work for the day. You can use that as a base Hakisei Balayla, but you still have to do it in a way, means the use of boil and Eva. You still have to do it in a way, and Rashi says, if you're Megala Tefach, Me'akor, it's behind you, you still have to do it in a way where people just can't see you. Right, so that's it. Still needs me. So still is a problem of making it into a beis hakiseh. But Gemara Davidelitinaikis, it becomes a children's bathroom, washroom, because they don't need sneers. Rashi says, whatever child goes to the bathroom at the supplies, but
changing diapers.
A koala station. You know me. The God away behind me behaving. In a chanami. You're not gonna put up a wall. You're not gonna put up a wall. That'll be Mahana Goy. Put some barbed wire, the old time barbed wire fence. You put up thorns and stick. This is not gonna be considered a wall for the house of the Vidazara, but it does create a machisa for the sneers. And that's what you do with these Dalai Lamas.
And the
machisa
for the sneers, so that's to prevent it from being used by the Vidazara.
No, it's for sneers.
You know, it's called thorns.
Yeah. What? Using it for a bathroom. Using it for a bathroom, man. This is not
thorns.
Why? Why have to put thorns? It's a second day.
Yeah.
Why have to put thorns? No. It's right. Once you have the thorns, you don't need to.
It just makes it's not
unusable for
a non-musical.
Based on what it is.
That's not how you read the Gemara Pashas.
Why do you use it to hit me? Put up a fence. What does the Mosse
say? Inami is going back.
Inami?
Why did he cut his head? Had no alternative to the bathroom.
All right. Right. Right.
That's kind of tight.
All right.
It seems to be too hard. Too
okay. Say
it. Yeah.
I don't know if that's the iron-led shot. Maybe.
Yes, where?
You go both ways. Keep trucking. Very good. Hey, okay. You still can hear what I'm saying, too, I think. You can go either way.
Why do you have to hit his head?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It still has benefit.
It could be if you don't put up the thorns, someone's just gonna walk in on you. So you gotta make sure you lock it up with the thorns.
That's what that thorn.
All right, Viper. Slice your button, hey. There are three buttons. There are three types of buttons. Rashi explains when it comes to a bittul of an avodah zarah. Bayis shabon and mechila avodah shechavim. One case is where you build the house originally for avodah zarah, and Rashi explains that you're actually gonna use the house not to house of Avodah Zarah, you're going to actually worship the house, the Taj Mahal or something like that. Bayis shabonim lekhil Avodah Shechavim, harayz ve'asur. Saidu v'kaidu Avodah Shechavim. And if you end up plastering it or brushing it up and tidying it up, making it look nice, Avodah Shechavim, and then you do that also for Avodah Shechavim, mechidish, and you put on additional materials, the actual house, again, is not a problem. You never, Rashi emphasizes, you never actually bowed down to the house. The actual building of the house was meant for another desert. So if it was built for that, it's us right away. But if you didn't build the house for another desert, all you did was beside the kaya, you added additional materials for another desert.
You're not doing it. The guy's building it.
No, the Jew did it. Look at Rashi.
No, because otherwise
the Jew did it. Rashi distinguishes. Hareza Osor. Look at Rashi.
So the Indian Bittul doesn't mean whether you can be. It means regarding the halachas of Bittul. So if a Jew does it, then 100%. If you're like hitting the vatu. But if a guy does it, then it means it is an avodah zarah, but you can't be a vatu. Yeah, that's okay.
If the guy only just painted it, the guy didn't bag under the house, just the paint. If the paint is avodah zarah, then you can remove it.
You can remove it. Yeah, now you can ask a chidish. Yeah. Then you take away it, it's fine. Let's say none of it was built for an avodah zarah, but you brought an avodah zarah into it, then halacha is, if you bring it in, it's gonna be mutter, because the house has no Avodah Zarah relevance to it other than it housing an Avodah Zarah. So once an Avodah Zarah is removed, it's fine.
You never worship
it. You never worship the past. All right, let's forget it. I'm sorry. We'll get to Amarab. Hamashach of the Levi is Oscar. Let's say someone bows down to a house. He worships the house. The rule is that it's Oscar. Ama Kasovar Tolish will say Chibu Katolishon. Now the house, of course, is attached to the ground. This implies that if something was detached and then it was attached, it has a halacha of being detached, and that's how it could become osur. V'hanan bonoi tnan. The Mishnah says that he hath to build it mitchila la'avoy dezora, which means if it wasn't built mitchila la'avoy dezora, it's considered something that's mechuber, similar to what we said by an asherah, similar, and it's considered mechuber, and therefore it's mechuber, it can't become osur. This halacha of Rav is talking about even what you didn't build in the field of the Zohar. So how do you reconcile this? So no, if you built it, even if you didn't bow down to it, then it's considered not a Zohar. That's our mission. But if you bow down, then you don't need it to be built in the field of the Zohar. It's still considered Palush. And the halacha is that it's going to be a Zohar, also behind Noah. You have a fourth type of house. One that was built with Chilavah Dezar, you didn't bow down. And then you have one that was built, and then was bowed down, is an Avodah Zarah. Viker. That's another case of a house becoming Avodah Zarah. Why do you only have three? Even in your Bittul, one of the Shach and the Chod, the Chod of Leib. Because when a car saw, Halacha Bittul, it's the same thing. There's no Halacha, no Matzapindish. It's the house at the end of the day. Whether you build a Avodah Zarah, you don't bow down, or you bow down without building a Avodah Zarah, the house itself becomes a Avodah Zarah. So you end up in the same place. Yeah, you came through two different pathways. You end up in the same place when it comes to Halacha Bittul, and therefore we don't count it as a separate case. Moving on. This same kind of scenario translates to the stones. Three types of stone. Let's say you who the stone? How do you pronounce that?
Yud.
Yud. Yud the stone.
Yud.
Did I get a
Jonathan,
where'd you go? But I want to know this one. Yud the stone. You the stone.
Like a human, same
set, okay, very good too, so. Okay. So you the stone from the after the Bemis. What's the Bemis? The Bemis is the pedestal. And Rashi says the pedestal was worshipped as well. So you basically HEW the stone from the mountain for the Avodah Zarah. Same thing as the house. You built it in the Tzilah. I raise you up to you. Side of the Kaid of the Shemesh Chachom. Let's say you plastered it, you made it nice, for the Chavit. Nice Lamash inside the Kaid and Mutaris. Same thing. You take what you put on, you take it off, you say the Gomer, it's considered Mutar. Hamid Allah with the Chavit. Let's say you end up using it for an Avodah Zarah pedestal. Put the Avodah Zarah on the pedestal. Halacha is the Silkah. If you take it away, Harezu Mutaris. It's Mutar. Maybe we'll get back to these halachas tomorrow. I just have to read the text today. That which we say that the side of the kai shemesh chacham like the side of the kai muteres, that's only talking about when he did it in the guf of the Eved. Rashi says shafakat klotzur bebarzim of the side of the kai the leal yedetiach muteres believe it if you just put additional materials on it, then the stone is mutter because it was never served. And therefore, if you take it off, it's fine. In fact, the Gemara, we just have a Dumi Devayis now. Uvayis Lam Begufe, Umitzra Vayis. Umitzra, what we said by the bias, before you take off the Sayyid and the Kayyid, even though it's additional materials, the bias is also, you have to take it off before you use it. Here you're saying that the Eben is going to be mutter if the Sea of the Kiyyid is from additional materials, but from the bias, you see, not like that. No, bias nami ikabeni orbi. The bias itself also, you're doing in the actual bias. You're going in between the bricks where there's a little bit of a space and you're putting additional material in the space that's in the actual house. So there, by the house, in the chanami, if you don't take that away, the house itself is going to be osur. But if you have additional materials on there, as long the house is going to be mutter because the materials are additional. They're not actually part of the house. So what's the case? Affecting the Gemara. By Isnami, he could ban your. Affecting the Gemara, we will ask him the Shai. Who said? The house also, he did additional materials. You smoothed it out, you put additional smooth materials on the house. Baitu, you have the same scenario by the house. Where do you come up with this differentiation that the Mishnah doesn't mention? Elki Yitmar, Gravami, and Yitbitl Yitmar. What he's talking about when it comes to the question of whether it works as a bitl. Ba'afagav, this is what he means. Ba'afagav, the side, the kai, the bufishal, evan, kizotel, matzahidesh, shafragomi. That when it comes to the bitl, when it says you just take what you've added on to the stone or the house, in that case, even though it's done actually in the actual house, once you remove it, that's also called a bitl.
That's a
chidush. That's a chidush. The Mahu would say, you might say that since you actually added this forming or inscription or whatever this in the actual Vizor itself, even if you remove it, the stone itself at that point was re-sculpted, the house was rebuilt, so to speak, as a Vizor, and until you get rid of the house, you can't do anything. You're about to the actual house. Just getting rid of Mashachidish wouldn't help. You might have thought that, but Titzra Kula, Mashalan, that no. You have to actually you don't have to be Mavato the actual house. As long as you take away the additional carpentry or whatever you call it, the stone work, that's enough to, Mason.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.